The plan was pushed by Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Tony Evers. Senate Democratic sponsor John Lehman of Racine says that under current law, Evers has limited options for dealing with failing schools. He can withhold state funding, but that's about it.
For full school reform, he had no carrot. He had only a stick.
The plan that passed the Senate would let the state set the curriculum in a district that's been in trouble for 4 years, moving from the wider district to individual failing schools. The superintendent could have more power to review and try to improve teachers. The plan is a compromise between the governor, Milwaukee legislators, and the teachers union. Lehman says they got the message when the Obama administration gave Wisconsin low marks on its application for federal Race to the Top grant money.
And they really stepped up and came to the table and said, yeah, we want this to work. We want to get moving on this.
But Brookfield GOP Senator Ted Canevas said the plan fell short of real reform.
This bill that's before us is an empty shell. The things that are in it can be done by the school district today.
Republicans complained that the bill would not discipline or fire teachers who perform badly. And while the plan has the backing of Governor Jim Doyle, it also lacks something he was saying for many months was key. It would not, as Doyle wanted, turn control over the Milwaukee Public School District to a mayor-appointed superintendent. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.